It's CPR News. I'm Dan Boyce. A bill that would have increased wait times to get public records died in the state legislature Thursday. CPR's Ben Marcus.
This is the third year in a row that the state legislature's attempt to give governments more time to respond to records requests has failed. Media organizations, including CPR News and the Denver Post, opposed the bill, testifying that there are already significant barriers to obtaining government records. State Senator Katie Wallace cast the deciding vote against the bill.
I'm simply not willing to even appear in any way to prevent transparency for the people. Throughout my years of government service, I've seen the light that the people and the press can shed on the inner workings of government and on elected officials.
Last year, Polis vetoed a similar measure. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
An editor's note, no CPR News leadership involved in lobbying on this bill reviewed this story before it aired, nor had editorial influence on it. More than 50 educators gathered at the state capitol Thursday, urging lawmakers to support legislation to ask voters to sidestep Tabor rules. The measure would raise Colorado's revenue cap, so more of the money the state already collects can go to public schools without raising taxes. State Representative and Assistant Majority Leader Jennifer Bacon was among those who spoke at the gathering.
The doctor who might save my life might be in one of those classrooms. They might be in second grade right now. And I might need that child, which means I need science, technology, and equipment that maybe didn't exist in 1992.
Colorado's Taxpayer Bill of Rights was enacted in 1992. Lawmakers like Bacon say it's outdated and doesn't reflect the needs of today's classrooms, as the state ranks among the lowest in the country for K-12 funding. You are listening to CPR News. You can find more news from all across our beautiful state at our website at cpr.org.